JG2.
Number 6A.
All right, so very nice. I think we have now a good overall grasp of how we are able to see this level of science itself. Really, it begins to see that it is a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift isn't such that one is just, as we know, making an extrapolation from one set of circumstance into another, but it's a complete mutation. It's something that is totally new, that asks new questions and gets new answers. And as Mrs. Eddy says of the whole ascending and descending of the Christ experience that we have gone through in allowing the Christ to handle within us the beliefs of the Adam dream, the best thing is to forget the whole thing. So it is best, therefore, once we, through science and understanding, has allowed the Christ idea to purify consciousness so that our nature and God's nature is one. We, therefore, in the states and stages of awareness, we do enter into this realm of science itself, which is here and now, an ever-present possibility. All these levels are here and now. They're just states and stages of consciousness. Certainly we know that Jesus was at work in divine science. Mrs. Eddy said she did her best healing out from that standpoint of divine science. And yet we see, therefore, that Jesus said, "But I go unto my Father," just really no longer ascending or descending in consciousness, but just going out from this awareness of science itself. So I think that these terms here, like infinite or principle, are good ones. I think they do let us get a grasp of the level. Another one there I see is that term of indivisible whole. How would that perhaps apply to the level of science itself, that it's an indivisible whole? What does indivisible mean? Cannot be separated. Good. And a whole, of course, it's the sum total, huh? So that it's really, therefore, we would say it's a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. And what makes the whole greater than the sum of its parts on this level, would we say? Why is that applicable to this level? What is indicated that is the activity going on here?
It includes all its infinite parts.
It includes its infinite idea, yes. Uh-huh, Ellen? Absolutely, and the logic of it, it's the infinite logic of it is that, as Ellen says, it's that whole that includes within itself its idea, it includes all its parts. Therefore, when it includes its parts, those parts are in a law of self-reflection, as we see, and it's always relationships that make the whole greater than the sum of its parts, isn't it? We see, therefore, in that law of self-reflection, in any self-reflection where a whole includes its idea, and that idea is in a self-reflection, it's going to get something that is bigger than its parts. Just like if we had that example of a watch, if we take a watch and put its parts out and put it together in any way we'd like, we may not get the tick-tick. But when we have the watch and we put it together in its meaningful relationships, and those relationships are intra-relating with each other, we get that tick-tick-tick-tick. Well, that's the same with the level of science itself. All the relationships are working together and giving off the tick-tick-tick-tick called principle God. So that's good. And then integral, what does integral mean?
Cohesive,
undivided. Mm-hmm. Good. The entire thing. I also see that it refers in the dictionary definition to supra, something that is above. Mathematics to an undivided quantity. Okay, so we can see why these terms are used here on the level of science itself. They do maintain the tonality and the integrity of that level. And therefore, on this level, it's just the I am, which is life itself, the one ego infinitely being, which therefore we can see that to a consciousness which is just includes its idea, certainly all these, the Adam dream is unknown, evil is unknown, matter is unknown, healing is just, it's just a state of isness, it's isness, wholeness in operation. Wholeness, causality, it's just whole in operation. Problems are unknown. The demonstration is always principle being its own infinite principle. We will see as we go along how this handles fatalism. We'll take it as we throw through the levels. All right, that's good. I think that gives us a nice sense of how to culture within our consciousness the tonality of the level. Now, we can see then that Mrs. Eddy said that God was a law to himself, or that God was its own infinite mind, and to that, therefore, to that particular awareness, there Max could see then that law of the level of science itself really, therefore, is dealing with those factors, as Mrs. Eddy showed. God or being is a law, we would say, to itself. So we had God, one factor of the law, or you could say being or the I am or principle, however one would want to say it on this level. And then we would say the relationship, it was is a law. And then what is principle related to on this level? Itself, okay. So therefore the three factors of the law would be, the one factor or element of the law would be, one would be principle, that's one factor, principle. The second factor is its relationship to, and its relationship is then to itself, isn't it? Three. Okay? That maintains that tonality, that God is a law to itself. So now we have the factors, or you could call them elements of the law. We saw that all law is reduced to its elements, didn't we? That was the meaning of a law. That it can be reduced to its basic factors or basic elements, which is the method of science. And now, with those elements, which are always, we know, the simplest part of any situation, that a law is going to take that whole and reduce it down to its just its basic parts. That's the method, as we saw, of economy with the law, the method of abstraction with the law, that law is going to take the whole phenomenon on the science level and reduce it down to the simplest parts. Therefore, its simplest factors or simplest elements. And out of that, we just get one, two, three elements, which reduces the law to simplicity here. Now when we look at the law itself, the law therefore is built on its elements, isn't it? So therefore, when we talk about the law, we see that the law then is being, is its own infinite being. Now, can we see how that was arrived at when we have seeing that the factor of the law is being and its relationship to being? So we have factor one being, being in the law. So the elements come in, being, being, one, relationship, two, and that relationship is its own infinite. And the third factor to itself, to being itself. Do we all see that? Okay. And therefore we saw that, are we happy with saying that point two, the relationship is its own infinite? Not only because Mrs. Eddy said that God is a law to himself, in miscellaneous writings or in the textbook, that God is its own infinite mind. Can we hear it in the logic, the infinite logic of this level, that this relationship of being to itself is its own infinite? Out of the logic of the level, we have seen that, haven't we? Where we saw then that principle includes its idea. It's all going on within principle itself. That principle is that comprehensive law that includes all other laws. Principle is that term that includes everything within itself. It's principle's relationship to principle. And on this level, its relationship is that it is its own infinite. There's nothing outside it, is there? No. So, therefore, we would see that the law has, therefore, the three parts of being is its own infinite being, and we're happy with that. Now, what would we say would be the invariable? We saw in the definition for law, and we know it from our compendium work when we concept build with law in under mind in the compendium, that law means an invariable order or relationship of phenomenon. So we saw, therefore, that in the law of gravity, very quickly, we saw that there were invariables there and variables. So every law, more or less, has its invariable or constant that never changes. What would be the invariable or constant that never, ever changes on this law, on this level? What would we call that? Where could we find it? Mary? Okay. Mary says she feels that is its own infinite, is always a constant. All right. So therefore, Mary, you feel that that relationship determines the invariable, that never changes. It's always a relationship, never changes on that level, can it? It doesn't turn into any other operative sense at all. It's always is its own infinite, isn't it? Can we see that? Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, Ellen? Well, that's a good question. Ellen said on this level, isn't it all invariable? Well, in a law, you have your invariable and your variables. The law never changes, but it, remember that law, another definition for law is that it reduces a multitude of phenomenon to its simplicity. So this law covers a multitude of phenomenon. So we want to be able to see what is the multitude of phenomenon that is included within this simple law. All laws are a method of abstraction, and therefore taking the essence out. What is this law covering? Its being is its own infinite being. What phenomenon is going on within this level that this law is talking about? So we can say that it's a law that's covering the field of science itself.
It's that 7 times 7.
Okay. What can be varied just in words and terminology or symbols that lets us show this, that this law, what is implied by this law, maybe I'm saying? What can you show? What field of activity can you show that is going on as a variable? It doesn't mean that it changes out of the law. It just means that you can show the various activities going on within the law. That's what that means. Sorry, Ellen. It doesn't mean that it is variable and it changes outside. It's that infinite withinness sense. What is the various activities that you can show that are going on within this law? That's what I mean by variable.
So you can think of mind as principle.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't be thinking of any of the others. Is that what you
mean? Okay, so mind is principle.
Yes, or principle.
Being its own infinite mind?
Yes.
All right. So if its own infinite is the invariable, that never changes in the law. We're always going to state that, but we're going to talk about the various activities going on within that realm of science itself. What is its own infinite? How can we show what's going on there? You say mind, that principle is mind. So what is varying there? You could say being. You can vary it and just call it principle. It's sticking within the same thing, but it's just saying principle is its own infinite principle. It's just another way of saying being is its own infinite being. And therefore, we know that principle includes it all. So what can vary there? We're saying the same thing, Ellen, but varying the way we say it. That's what I mean. Within the infinite tonality of the law, we also can say meaning the same thing. What's included?
Your values aren't changing.
No, but
terminology.
Yes.
It's a synonymy principle.
Yes. So instead of principle, we can say, which is still saying the same thing, but varying the experience, varying what you see from that standpoint. It's hard to ask the questions, but you're on the right track.
The synonymy principle is that they're all equal and that they all...
What are the all? What are we talking about?
Synonymous terms.
The synonymous terms, all right. Good. So that's right. So principle includes them all. So we already changed, we could vary being and call it principle and not be concerned. It's within the law. Is its own infinite principle, can't we? Still in the law. And then as we said it, that she said that principle includes them all. So we can vary it by saying mind is its own infinite mind. Spirit is its own infinite spirit. Soul is its own infinite soul. Principle is its own infinite principle. Life is its own infinite life. Truth is its own infinite truth. Love is its own infinite love. Without leaving the integrity of the law. Yes, Daniel?
The science law was function. In other words, it does it because its structure needs it.
Yes.
It's not being understood. It does it because it needs it to be that way.
Yes, uh-huh. It's functioning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it has to. Yes, definitely functioning. Yes, as opposed to fact. It does it because it needs to do that way in order to fulfill itself as a principle being its own infinite principle. Mm-hmm. Yes, good. Dick?
Don't we get the complete variance within the infinity, or within the matrix of infinity?
Yes. All right, so we... Yes. Yes. So now let's take a look at that. So we've already been able to come down through the variation of which is just the application of the law. Therefore, we see that we could say being is its own infinite being, the law. And then we saw that is its own infinite is the constant. But we saw that because principle is its own infinite principle, and because that includes within itself its own idea, which is its own nature, as mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Therefore, we can say that it is mind being its own infinite mind, spirit being its own infinite spirit, soul being its own infinite soul, principle, life, truth, and love being its own infinite principle, life, truth, and love. And that gives us, therefore, the structure of this law, as we saw last evening together, and we have it on page 33 in the study aid. Then we get the sevenfold law of self-reflection, which is really, therefore, what Dick was indicating by the law, the matrix of infinity, or the matrix of immortality, really that womb from which everything springs forth within this law of self-reflection. So we see that staying a clear and to the law, we stay within the law itself by seeing that there is the invariables, but these variables still stay within the tonality of the law because it's indicated that principle is being its own infinite principle. At times we felt at this standpoint that that the purity of the law itself, if we just stayed in the purity of this level law, the law would just be principle is being its own infinite principle. That, when we were looking at it together and sitting around with Max at summer schools and just feeling the tonality of the level, often it felt and had the feeling that one was being really purist, if we that the purest tone we could get of the law was really just saying principle is being its own infinite principle, and with that gestalt of principle being its own infinite gestalt of principle, we were being true to that level law. And that just because we on this level have such an awareness that principle includes its own nature as mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, that we could be true to the law just by realizing in consciousness what it means as an awareness or an experience when principle is being its own infinite principle. That actually is the purest form of the law. But we felt at that in those early times, and it's been a while since, you know, we've all sat together with Max and you know, we were and polished these laws. But at the time that we were sitting all together, one felt that might be a concession already to the 7,000-year period to bringing in the synonymous terms, or to bring in principle as it expressed itself as the synonymous terms, because that's already showing to consciousness a sense of analysis of what goes on within principle when it includes its idea. It's already somehow a concession to analysis. And yet we also felt that it was being so pure that that principle does include its idea, and certainly that principle's nature is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. It's so pure that then one goes back to feeling it has such great integrity for that level that it certainly then one feels comfortable with the matrix of immortality as an example of that law, and really still staying very, very pure to it. So when one considers this law of science itself, one can see that we see it in its letter. The law is really very, very simple as it's set up, isn't it? So it's that infinite law of self-reflection going on. Really, we see there on page, in the study aid, we have it on page 32, where we see now it's that build up of blending, staying in its purity of mind being its own infinite mind being its own infinite spirit, mind being its own infinite soul, mind being its own infinite principle, mind being its own infinite life, mind being its own infinite truth, mind being its own infinite love, showing that this is in a reflection. So therefore, when we look at the matrix of immortality on page 33 of the study aid, we can see that what we would call the first column vertically is showing that reflection. We see mind runs vertically through the whole column one on page 33 in the study aid. So therefore, mind is running vertically through that column one. And therefore, the law would be mind is being its own infinite mind. Mind is being its own infinite spirit. Mind is being its own infinite soul. Mind is being its own infinite principle. Mind is being its own infinite life. Mind is being its own infinite truth. Mind is being its own infinite love. And then sticking just to the purity of the law, we are seeing, therefore, that the gestalt of spirit. Spirit is including its ideas here. We aren't thinking in terms of ideas of the synonymous term, are we? We're thinking in the full meaning of the synonymous terms, in the gestalt in the synonymous terms, and we'll see that the power of the law comes from sticking to an awareness of just what this is implied in these synonymous terms in there, where their whole is greater than the sum of its parts. We see that mind just means where all the ideas under mind now have interrelated and just blended into tone mind, which is being its own infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And the same with spirit. We see that on this level, it's just we listen for the full meaning or gestalt of spirit, which includes its ideas, and we're just hearing the tone spirit being its own infinite mind. Spirit being its own infinite spirit. Spirit being its own infinite soul. Spirit being its own infinite principle. Spirit being its own infinite life. Spirit being its own infinite truth. Spirit being its own infinite love. And just are listening to the gestalt of spirit being its own infinite, having within itself that reflection going on within spirit. Or, for example, the same thing with soul. That is listening then for that whole melody of soul itself in its fullness, where really soul has been analyzed in our study. We see that soul, all the ideas under soul intra-relate to build up the big tone soul. So on the science level, we're not thinking in all the ideas that characterize soul. We just aren't even thinking. We're just being soul, which includes its ideas. So on this level, therefore, it's just soul being its own infinite mind, soul being its own infinite spirit, soul being its own infinite soul, soul being its own infinite principle, soul being its own infinite life, soul being its own infinite truth, soul being its own infinite love. And so we go with the other synonyms.